Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Diana Fritschkott-Roth back on the show. Diana is a great member of our Brain Trust, director of the Manhattan Institute's economics21.org website. She's an economist by profession. She's served a number of presidential administrations in that role, and we're so happy that she's part of our Brain Trust. Diana Fritschkott-Roth, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
Also the author of Regulating to Disaster and an upcoming book that I expect to launch on the show, Diana, your new book on how America's young people are being betrayed. That's going to be out before long, and I hope you'll launch it on my show.
Absolutely, yes.
So we got...
Just inherited how America is betraying America's young. And let me tell all of you, I wrote it for you.
All you young folks out there, and she's right, folks. It's a fascinating book. I have my galley copy in front of me. So, Diana, today is a big day because the employment numbers are coming. The unemployment numbers are coming out, right? The jobs.
Right. This is about
numbers are coming out.
Exactly. This is about the biggest day of the data month. It's the first for Friday in the month. It's March 6th. And it's the day that the Bureau of Labor Statistics publishes the employment data for February.
Mm-hmm.
And why is this such an important day? It's because it's the first shot of data we have from February. We don't have retail sales. That comes later. We don't have inflation. We don't have producer price index. That all comes later. This is the first shot of data we have, the first bit of data we can have to see how the economy did in February. And that's how many jobs were created,
mm-hmm.
and what the unemployment rate is. It's going to be announced at 8:30 a.m. this morning.
And whatever that number is, back out 150,000, and whatever the remainder is the job gain we had, because it takes 150,000 jobs just to cover the new people, the net new people into the marketplace, into the workplace.
Exactly. Yes. Well,
so when you see 250, when you see 250 jobs created, then all we did was gain 100,000 jobs.
That's right. Yes, exactly. Because there's a certain amount of natural jobs for population growth and people
mm-hmm.
who enter the labor force.
Mm-hmm.
And the consensus forecast of economists is that the economy will produce 240,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate will go down to 5.6%.
You're talking U3, which really gets my dander up. Not
exactly.
You, but I absolutely refuse to accept U3 numbers. They're ridiculous. They're fraudulent numbers, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, U3 doesn't include discouraged workers
or underemployed,
or people who are working part time because they want, even though they want full time jobs,
or the people who gave up and the government transferred them over for whether they justified or not over to disability.
Exactly.
Or they're retired early or something.
Any of those.
Yeah.
There's a broader measure called U6, which you can find in the report coming out in less than an hour.
That's the one that tells you what the real unemployment number is. It's not a household number, is it?
Right. Last month it was 11.3%. So
mm-hmm.
all of you should watch carefully to see what that is today, because there's a big difference between 11.3 and 5.7.
Right. Which is about... 13, 14 million people?
That's
translate
right.
to in the teens of millions of people who are unemployed. So
yes, millions of people are unemployed, mm-hmm. but really the economists don't know what the number's going to be. There've been a lot of bad weather in February, so that could
right.
bring job creation down
right.
and the unemployment rate up.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about, what's your position on the employment situation in America these days? I got about a minute.
We need a lot more jobs, and we need the government to stop standing in the way of small businessmen that want
yep.
to create jobs. And the government does that in just so many ways.
Yep.
Environmental regulations, mandates on employers, IRS red tape.
Obamacare.
Obamacare.
NLRB fighting businesses like Boeing and McDonald's.
Exactly, yes, yes. And if the government could get out of the way, the government slowing permits to approve energy exploration, for example.
Yep.
Slowing permits for export of liquid natural gas. All these things are going on right now that prevent companies creating jobs, and that should be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the number comes out later this morning, it could be a lot better.
There's no question in my mind, folks, this is just my many years of seeing what creates jobs. There's no question in my mind that the Obama administration, their policies has cost this recovery at least 1.5 to 2 points of growth a year. Diana Furchtgott-Roth, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about some other issues that she's covering after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.